The Father that has shown to us what sacrificial love really means.
你作為父親向我哋展示乜嘢叫做真正嘅犧牲。
We see that example of sending your beloved Son to die on the cross for our sins.
我哋睇到你嘅榜樣就係將你嘅兒子耶穌基督你所愛嘅兒子係為我哋嘅罪犧牲。
Father, help us to understand this amazing love that you've shown to us.
求主幫助我哋去明白你向我哋展示嘅奇妙嘅愛。
See this amazing sacrifice.
呢個奇妙嘅犧牲。
And in the same way you call us as fathers.
同樣你都呼召我們作為父親的
to love the people you've given to us as well.
去愛你所交給我們的人。
Father, may you bless each and every father and individual here.
求主祝福我們每一位在座的父親。
Give us strength to be able to love as Christ loved.
讓我們有力量去愛好像基督一樣去愛。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us with your word.
求天父帮助我哋，你嘅灵去充满，将你嘅话语充满我哋。
And draw us close to really see who you are.
带领我哋更加嘅亲近你，睇到你系边一位。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. So as we celebrate Father's Day today,
我哋今日庆祝父亲节。
We're going to be looking at a very well-known passage from the book of Deuteronomy.
咁我哋就睇一段好熟悉嘅经文，就系申命记。
Okay, this is a passage that is a wonderful exhortation to all fathers in our midst.
呢度系对我哋在座嘅父亲一段好精彩嘅劝诫。
Because a lot of times when you realize when he's addressing Israel,
因为好多时候当佢讲到以色列人。
Well, the Bible when Moses says, "Hear, O Israel."
当摩西讲嘅时候，好多时就系话以色列人要听。
Or he's speaking to all of Israel, but in particular, he speaks to the men.The fathers.
他跟以色列讲的时候其实他就是特别向父亲讲的。
But ultimately it's an exhortation to all of us as well as God's people.
但是最终都是对我们所有属神的子民的一个的劝诫。
So what we're going to be seeing and looking at today is three points.
那我们今天要看三点。
First is who God is.
第一就是神是哪一位。
How do you respond to who God is?
然后你怎么去回应神。
And then how shall I live? How shall I walk?
咁然后你我应该如何去行，如何去生活
？So Moses begins this passage here that in verse 4 it says Shema.
咁摩西喺呢度一开始就系讲呢个字。
And it's a word that means hear.
呢个字嘅意思就系听。
So it's actually a declaration.
系一个嘅宣告。
And it identifies a foundational truth that he wants to share with Israel and all of us.
就是讲到一个是他要跟以色列人和我们所有人要告诉我们听的一个基础的真理。
Just hear, O Israel, know who God is.
就是以色列啊，你要听神是哪一位。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The divine names of God are used three times in this single sentence.
咁喺呢一句话里边，神呢、这个神圣嘅名字用咗三次。
So in the Hebrew it says Yahweh is Elohim.
希伯来文嗰度讲到耶和华系神。
Yahweh is one.
耶和华系独一嘅。
Okay, this verse means that Yahweh is totally unique.
呢度嘅意思就系话耶和华系好独特嘅。
That He alone is God.
就系唯有佢系神。
And we have to understand that when He says this, this actually is meant to give the Israelites a sense of security.
咁我哋要明白佢讲呢一个句话嘅意思，系要俾以色列人一个嘅安全感。
Or it's help them to understand that there is only one God, and He is Yahweh.
要佢哋明白系唯有一个神。就是耶和华。
And that Yahweh is the God of Israel.
这个耶和华就是以色列的神。
Right? And think about it. Of all the gods that are out there,
想象一下出面这么多神。
And of all the people that are out there,
有这么多不同的人。
God has chosen you, Israel, to be his people.
神就拣选了以色列人作他的子民。
So that's meant to give security to Israel.
就是要给以色列人一个的确据
That you are the people of the one true God.
就是你就是唯一的真神的子民。
Now that's wonderful assurance for Israel.
You see,
many in those ancient days of the Near East,
在, 古代的近东地区,
you have to understand that there were many, many, many gods that were created, idols that were created.
你要明白那里有很多, 人造的神,
there were different gods which were very unpredictable.
有很多不同的神, 他们是不可预测的。
And all these little gods that they created were morally, changeable.
咁呢啲咁嘅神咧，喺道德上咧，亦都係可以改變嘅。
So a pagan worshipper could never really be sure of the loyalty of his god.
異教徒嘅敬拜佢個神咧。
That even as he served this god that he depends on, he's not sure that he will protect him when the wrath of another god comes upon him.
佢唔可以確實佢而家敬拜緊嗰個神咧，佢咁忠心去敬拜咧，會唔會受到另外一個神？
You know, when you really think about it,
咁当你真系谂下嘅时候
，even I have this problem. You ever see those Chinese kung fu movies?
咁我就有呢个问题啦。你有冇睇过中国嘅功夫片咧
？You ever see those little temples that they erect?
有冇睇到好多唔同嘅庙咧
？That the mafia has a little shrine that they pray to.
黑社会又有一个嘅神佢哋去拜嘅。
And the Chinese, the cops also have the same shrine that they're praying to.
咁个警察咧有同一个神嘅，佢哋又系拜啊同一个嘅。
And sometimes I wonder how come they're praying to the same God.
咁我就好奇怪，好奇妙，好奇怪啦。点解佢哋拜同一个神嘅咧
？How does that work?
咁佢其实系点样？佢哋点样行嘅咧
？No, how does God decide which the crooks to help or the cops?
咁嗰個神要決定去幫啲黑社會咧，定幫警察咧
？Now I was always mystified about that。
咁我就成日都好奇呢一點。
What does it really mean to worship 菩薩 and 觀音 ？What does that really mean？
咁我哋拜菩薩拜觀音係咩意思咧
？All right， and what this passage was supposed to help？
咁呢一段經文咧，其實係要幫助我哋。
This monotheistic doctrine of Israel, the Israelites。
这个以色列人的这个一神的教义
supposed to lift them out of the insecurity that of having many gods but they have one only true God
就是要帮助他们去摆脱这个有这么多个神的一些不安全的感
and he is a God that deals with them in a revealed consistent righteous standard
因为他们只是有一个的真神就是向他们启示一致的公义的标准。
This one true God's character never changes.
这个真神，唯一的真神的标准是不会改变的。
He's a God that will be always stable.
他是很稳，永远都是稳定的。
And that, this is what, for us today,
咁对于我们今天来讲，
this gives us that same sense of security and assurance of knowing who your God is.
就给我们有一个嘅确信同埋一个安全感，知道你嘅神系边个。
That you are the people of the one true God.
就系你系唯一嘅真神嘅子民。
And God is the one that has chosen you to be His child.
神就拣选咗你做佢嘅儿女。
And there's only one way to salvation, which is through the blood of Christ.
只有一个救恩。只有一个方法就是藉着耶稣基督的血。
And it's through that blood you are now the people of God.
就是藉着耶稣的血你现在就成为神的子民。
John 3:16 shows us this very clearly the love of God.
约翰福音三章十六节就告诉我们听很清楚神的爱。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
And John 1:12 says this, but to all who did receive him,who believed in his name, he gave the rights to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
约翰福音一章十二节讲到，凡接待他的，就是信他的名的人，他就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的， 不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。约翰一书。
There's this assurance that God gives to each of us who believe in Him.
这个就是神给相信祂的人。
That if you receive Him as your Lord and Savior,
就是你当你接受祂成为你的救主和你生命的主，
you will have salvation. You'll have eternal life.
你就有永恒的生命。
And you will be part of God's kingdom forever.
你就会是神的国度里面，永远在神的国度里面的一份子。
You'll be called children of God. You belong to God. You're heirs of His kingdom.
你就是属于神的，你是神的儿女，你是祂天国的后嗣。
Now, do you know this one true God?
那你认不认识这一位真神呢？
Have you received His loving forgiveness?
你有没有接受祂的慈爱的赦免呢？
Do you walk today with that wonderful restored relationship with Him day by day?
今天你是不是每一天的跟祂有这个的和好的关系，每天与祂同行呢？
The most wonderful thing is that this one true God
最奇妙的就是这个唯一的真神
desires to have a relationship with you.
愿意同你有关系。
He invites you to come and receive that love and forgiveness and grace.
他邀请你来去接受他的爱和赦免和恩典。
Will you trust in Christ?
你有没有信靠他呢？
To have a restored relationship to God.
你是不是要同神有一个的和好的关系呢？
And all those who know God,
你认识神的人，
are you walking with God day by day?
你是不是每一日与神同行呢？
God wants to walk with you daily.
神是愿意每一日的与你同行。
He desires to be your true God each and every day.
他要每一日都作为你的真神。
Now, in reality, why is that?
那为什么是这样呢？
It's because God is a relational being.
因为神是一个关系的存在。
Yahweh is a relational God.
耶和华是一个关系的神。
All right, God Himself is one, but He is three distinct persons.
神他自己是唯一的神。但是有三个不同的位格。
Okay, Yahweh, that word is in the plural.
耶和华这个字是复数的。
So it points to the idea that God is three persons, but one God.
让我们看到神就是三位的一体的。
The three persons of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
三位圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And they are one God that are in perfect relationship to one another.
三个位格，但是是一位神，是同他们之间是完美的合一的。
There's perfect unity within the Trinity.
他们这个三一神是完美的合一的。
And that is the mystery of the triune God.
这个就是三一神的奥秘。
They are three distinct persons, but yet one God.
是有三个不同的位格，但是是一位神。
You know, we can always try to explain it to you.
我们时时都尝试去怎样同你解释。
But in reality, we can only accept it by faith.
但是事实上我们只可以凭信心去接受。
Because understanding it is beyond our comprehension.
因为这个是超越我们可以能够明白的。
God is holy, God is one.
神是圣洁的，神是独一的。
And in many ways, He's a perfect relational God.
他是一个在很多方面都是完美的关系的神。
And we see that unity within that Godhead.
我们看到在神里面的合一。
And God created us in His own image.
神是藉着祂的形象创造我们。
And in that image, He created us to be in relationship to Him.
在这个形象里面，祂就是将我们创造出跟祂是有关系的。
He created us to be in relationship to each other.
是也让我们跟其他人有关系。
You know, that is why even when we sinned,
所以就是当我们犯罪的时候，
God out of His love didn't send us away.
神因为祂的爱没有离开我们，
But He sent us His beloved Son to die on the cross to pay the penalties of our sins.
而是让祂的儿子、爱子来到为我们的罪
付上代价， To restore our relationship to Him.
让我们可以和祂有和好的关系。
And it is through Christ.
就是因为基督。
When you believe in Him as your Lord and Savior,
当你相信祂是你的救主和生命的主的时候，
that you can have a restored relationship to God, you become children of God.
你就可以同神有和好的关系，成为神的儿女。
Heirs to an eternal kingdom,
永恒的国度的后嗣。
Now that's who God is.
这个就是神。
That is what God has done for you and I.
神就是为你和我做了这些。
The question is, how do you respond to that type of love?
咁你点样去回应咁样嘅爱呢？
How do you respond to that type of sacrifice that God has given to us?
咁你点样去回应神为我哋作出呢个嘅牺牲呢？
You know, and if we're very logical, if you truly understood who God is and what He has done for you,
我哋好似系好有逻辑性嘅。咁如果你真系明白神系边一位，佢为你所做嘅事咧
，Moses tells us the only logical thing.
摩西就话俾我哋听，唯一符合逻辑。
The only logical response would be
呢个符合逻辑嘅回应就系
is to respond in love.
就系用爱嚟到回应。
Right, Deuteronomy 6:5 is the directive here.
申命记六章五节就系咁样讲。
Israel, because you know who God is.
以色列。你知道神是哪一个？
And for all of you here, you know what God has done for you.
你们在座的也都知道神为你所做的。
So what should your response be?
那你的回应应该是什么呢？
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your might.
就是要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Now it sounds very familiar because it actually is the greatest commandment of God's law.That Jesus gives to us in Matthew 22.
听上去是很熟悉，这个就是，其实就是耶稣在马太福音给我们的最大的诫命。
This is the greatest commandment that Jesus summarizes for us.
就是耶稣给我们和我们总结最大的诫命。
Love the Lord with your whole being, with all your heart, soul, and might.
就是整个人尽心尽性尽力，就是爱神。
Now, it's very clear here what this relationship to God should look like.
咁呢个好清楚，神系要我哋有同我哋有个乜嘢嘅关系。
And what it's telling us, it must not be just going through the motions of loving God.
呢度讲俾我哋听就系唔系我哋净系做一啲某一啲嘅好似爱神咁样嘅动作行为。
It's not just going through the lip service of saying I love God and I come to worship on Sunday.
唔系净系攞把口嚟讲我爱神，我星期日嚟敬拜。
But it involves a total and total devotion and love to God.
是要完全的忠心的去爱神。
It must be your whole heart, your soul, and all your strength.
是你整个的心、你的意、你的力。
You know, what does that look like?
那是怎样的呢？
Alright, we're going to be talking about four adjectives that help us to describe it a little better.
那我们会讲四样可以帮助我们怎样去形容。
You know, our love for God must be a sincere love.
咁我哋爱神系要真诚嘅。
All right, not just by word or by tongue.
唔系净系攞口嚟讲。
It must come from the inward truths, from the depths of our hearts.
而系要从我哋内心嘅深处。
And the sincere love is driven by a true understanding of who God is.
呢一个真诚嘅爱就系我哋真正嘅明白神系边一位。
It's driven by the understanding that God is one.
因为我们明白神就是一位。
God is totally holy.
神是完全的圣洁。
And yet we see the depth of his love.
但是我们都看到他爱的心。
Through his sacrifice of his son.
是他牺牲自己的儿子。
And that sincerity is driven by the love we have for him.
这个的真诚的爱就是被他的爱所激励。
Because he's the father who has given us his all.
因为是他是父亲。
And therefore our love must come out of sincerity and truth.
所以我们的爱是要是在真理和诚实里面。
That we are seeking to live out our lives.
我们要寻求去活出我们的生命。
That we have a desire to walk in obedience to God.
要去渴望去顺服神。要去同行。
Out of what he has done for us.
因为他为我们所做的一切。
An understanding that God is the one that is totally worthy to be worshipped.
明白神就是完全的配得我们的敬拜的那一位。
The one that should be adored.
就是我们应该是，就是我们要去爱慕的那一位。
Secondly, our love for God must be strong.
第二就是我们爱神要是强烈的。
God should be our all.
神是我们的一切。
You know, and He must have our all.
祂也都应该拥有我们的一切。
You know, God desires you to have strong desires for Him.
神亦都希望我哋愿意我哋有一个强烈嘅渴慕。
He wants you to have strong affections for him.
佢想希望你愿意你有一个强烈嘅爱慕。
Because he has strong affections for you.
因为佢对你亦都系好大嘅爱。
And he loves you enough to send his son to die for you.
佢爱你，甚至愿意让佢嘅儿子为你死。
So God desires your heartfelt affections.
所以神亦都愿意你嘅心。对佢系爱慕嘅。
You know, your affections must be strong.
你嘅爱慕要系强烈嘅。
You know, he doesn't desire us to have a lukewarm feelings of friendship or lukewarm feelings of gratitude.
佢唔系要我哋一个不冷不热嘅谢意或者系一个嘅友情。
God desires our affections to have passion.
神要我哋嘅热情系爱情系有行动嘅。
You remember that warning to the church in Revelations?
记唔记得佢警告喺启示录里边警告？
You know, because you are lukewarm, I desire you to be hot or cold.
因为你系不冷不热，我宁愿你或冷或热。
Because you're lukewarm, I want to spit you out of my mouth.
因为你不冷不热，我要将你吐出去。
You know, don't you? You know, when you eat food like that, don't you feel like that?
当你有时食嘢系咪觉有咁样嘅感觉咧
？You know, if your food that should be really hot, you don't want it hot.
如果你嘅食物应该系好热嘅，你就想佢热。
If you want a cold coffee, you want it cold.
如果你想系冻咖啡，你就想佢冻嘅。
Nobody likes lukewarm coffee.
冇人中意不冷不热嘅咖啡。
Nobody likes lukewarm food.
冇人中意不冷不热嘅食物。
God does not want our lukewarm affection.
神亦都唔要我哋。不冷不热的爱慕。
God desires our affection, a passion to love Him.
神愿意我哋去真正嘅去强烈嘅去爱佢。
God wants us to have a desire in our hearts that burn for His glory.
神愿意我哋嘅心为佢嘅荣耀去发热。
God wants us to have a passion that seeks to love Him and wants to obey Him.
神要我哋去愿意去爱佢同埋顺服佢。
It's not a passion that says, "Oh, I think I'll be obedient because I think that's what God wants me to do."
而唔系话我谂神系要我咁做，我就去顺服佢啦。
It's like, "No, I will turn from sin."
而系话唔系咁样，我要去转离罪恶。
I will not do that to God and fall into that sin.
我唔会去做呢样，而跌落罪里边。
I will not shame His faith.
我唔要去羞辱佢嘅名。
Love that He's given to me.
佢因为佢对我嘅爱。
And I will turn from this sin because I don't want to bring God shame.
我要离开呢个罪恶，因为我唔要羞辱神。
I will live holy because of my love for God.
我要过一个圣洁嘅生活，因为我爱神。
I want to please Him.
我要愿意去蒙佢
嘅喜悦。And do my utmost for Him because why? I love Him.
点解咧？因为我爱佢。
You know, and that love must be a superlative love.
这个的爱也都应该是一个至高无上。
You know, we said that many times. What does it mean that we must love him above all things?
我们很多时候都说我们应该是爱他超越一切，什么意思呢？
Above our career, above our fortune and our fame.
是在我们的财富，我们的名声之上。
Even above everyone, above our families.
甚至在一切人之上，在我们的家庭之上。
Above our wives, above our kids.
在我们的妻子，我们的儿女之上。
We must love God above all things.
我们必须爱神超过一切。
It doesn't mean that we don't love our children, we don't love our kids.
不是说我们不爱我们的儿女。
But God must come first.
但是神应该是首位的。
That He must be the one that sits on our throne.
他应该是在我们的宝座上。
Now we see many parents today, what they're living for is they're living for their kids.
我们看到很多父母今天就是为了儿女而活。
And the shame of it is that they love their kids sometimes more than they love their spouse.
很可惜的就是他们爱儿女多过爱他们的配偶。
And what's even worse, they love God less.
更加不好的就是他们更加不爱神。
You know, sometimes we have to remember the order is very important.
我们要记得这个秩序是很紧要的。
God must be first.
神应该是首位。
Our heart must seek God first.
我们的心应该是渴慕神。
God has to sit on that throne.
是首先渴慕神，神应该坐在这个宝座上。
And you realize when God sits on your throne,
你明白如果神在你的宝座上的时候，
loving other people
爱其他嘅人
comes much easier，
系会更加嘅容易。
Because when God rules your the throne of your heart，
因为神喺你嘅心里边掌权。
You will learn to love others sacrificially，
你就会去学习牺牲嘅去爱人。
Because that's what God wants you to do，
因为神就系要你咁样去做。
You will learn to love others more than yourself，
你就会学习去爱人多过你自己。
Because if you truly love God, that's really what He wants you to do.
如果你真係愛神，佢就係要你咁樣去做。
We must love God above all things.
我哋必須係愛神超過一切。
And we have to remember that. And this is probably the hardest to do for all of us.
我哋要記住，呢個可能我哋所有人嚟講係最難做嘅。
Because each and every day we go into the working world.
因為我哋每一日都去面對呢個世界。
And Satan will throw at us these arrows.
撒旦就是将这些的箭钉射我们
arrows of temptation
这些试探的箭
that really attack our desires and our lusts for the things of the world
去攻击我们是让我们去渴慕这个世界
you know because why
为什么呢
Satan wants to dethrone Christ
因为撒旦要试图将基督在我们的心里面赶走
So he wins when he can knock Jesus off the throne of your heart.
如果他将耶稣在你的心的宝座里面
When he causes you just to love a little more your work than anything else.
如果你爱你的工作多过一切
When he causes you to love your success, your money, your security more than Christ.
当他让你去爱你的成功你的财富多过基督的时候
He succeeded.
他就成功了
When he causes you to love your children and your wives more than Christ himself.
当他要你让你去爱你的儿女要爱你的太太多过神的时候你他就赢了。
He has won that battle.
他就赢了这个战争。
Satan's at work and we have to realize that.
撒旦是在工作的我们要知道。
He's always seeking to throw Christ off that throne of our hearts.
他就时时常都要去寻求机会让去让赶走耶稣在我们的心里
And he works with our own selfishness, our own lust for things.
藉着我们自己的自私，我们的情欲来到去工作。
Thirdly, our love for God must be an intellectual love.
第三样，我们爱神。
Fourthly, sorry.
第四，我们爱神是应该有智慧的。
You know, you can never love God out of ignorance.
你不可以是无知的这样去爱神。
You know, a lot of times we're like that, right? We go dating and we sort of love this person out of ignorance.
有时我哋去拍拖嘅时候，我哋爱呢个人好似系好无知。
That's what I call love at first sight.
就系好似话一见钟情。
You know, it never happens.
其实唔会有嘅。
Okay, you love it. What is love at first sight?
一见钟情咩意思咧
？It's love out of ignorance.
就是无知的去爱。
You see this beautiful man, this handsome man or beautiful woman, and it's love at first sight.
你见到一个靓仔，帅哥靓仔，你就靓女，你就一见就钟情了。
You know, and you fall in love, head over heels for this person.
咁你就堕入爱河了。
That's called an ignorant love.
其实这个就是无知的爱。
Because you know nothing about them.
你对他一无所知。
And you love them why? It's because of the way they look.
你就爱他了。为什么？因为他的样
子。Or they might be nice to you. Love them why? Because they're nice to you.
或者他对你很好，是不是？
You love them because of the car they drive.
或者你爱他因为他揸紧咩车？
You know, that's ignorant love.
这个是无知的爱。
And a lot of times we come to Christ.With an ignorant love as well.
好多时我哋嚟到基督嘅面前，亦都系一个无知嘅。
You know, oh God offers me salvation. Yeah, I want that.
神俾我救恩，我要啊。
And I want to receive Him as my Lord and Savior. Yeah, I want that.
你要我要接受啊，我要有呢个救恩啊。
All right, and we can't stay in that wanting for that and that ignorance of just wanting Him for salvation.
我哋唔可以净系话要佢做我哋嘅救主。
An intelligent love.Comes to understand deeply who he is.
一个有知识有智慧的爱是明白他到底是哪一个。
Understand what he's done for you.
要明白他为我们所做的。
Understanding his character.
要明白他的特性。
Understanding the things that God loves.
要明白神所爱的。
Understanding the things that God detests.
要明白神所恨恶的。
Understanding and knowing what God wants and how he wants us to walk.
要去明白神嘅愿意愿望系乜嘢？佢要我哋点样去行？
You know, in many ways, it describes a marriage.
就系好多时就好似婚姻一样。
You know, a husband needs to know their wives.
丈夫需要认识妻子。
You can't get married out of ignorance.
你唔可以无知咁去结婚。
And if you, even if you did,
就算你系结咗婚
，you can't stay in that ignorance.
你唔可以继续嘅无知落去。
Because if you're married.
因为如果你结咗婚
，God calls you to get to know that person.
神就系要你去认识嗰一位。
You must spend all your energy, strength to know the needs of your wife.
你都要用你嘅精力精去。了解你妻子的需要。
Just as God expects us to spend our lives growing deep in knowledge of Him.
就是好像神愿意我们用一生来去更加认识他。
We shouldn't go through another day without realizing something new of God.
我们不可以过一日不认识神有什么新的事。
You know, how many times do you go through each day, and maybe a whole week, maybe months?
我们很多时候我们过每一日或者一个星期或者几个月。
That you've never grown deeper in the knowledge of God.
我哋都冇对神冇进一步嘅认识。
Do you see more clearly His holiness today?
你有今日有冇睇到佢更加清楚睇到佢嘅圣洁咧
？Do you see His grace that He gives to us each and every day?
你有冇睇到佢每一日俾我哋嘅恩典咧
？Because in reality, sometimes we don't.
好多时我哋就睇唔到。
Sometimes I don't.
好多时我都睇唔到。
Because we take him for granted.
因为我哋觉得系理所当然嘅。
We're not growing in our knowledge, the intellect of loving who God truly is.
我哋喺我哋认识神系边一个嘅里边冇去长进。
On the shallowness of relationship.
我哋就系一个好表面嘅关系上面。
But we can't desire to stay there.
但系我哋唔可以咁样落去。
If you are truly a child of God,
如果你真是神的儿女,
you must love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind.
你要尽心尽性尽意的去爱神。
1 John 4 says, We love because we first loved Him.
约翰一书第四节讲到，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
An intellectual love has a cause.
一个有智慧的爱是有代价的。
We have to realize why do we love? How are we able to love?
我们知道我们为什么要去爱，我们怎么可以去爱。
It's because God has loved you first.
是因为神先爱我们。
He's shown you how to love.
他已经显示了给你听。
And He's fully demonstrated that love to us.
他也将他的爱向我们显明。
So we can love because He's shown us.
我们可以去爱，因为神向我们显明。
We can love because.We follow after our father.
我们可以去爱，因为我们跟从我们的父亲。
Fathers that are here today,
今日在座的父亲，
you know, are you seriously seeking the love to love God with all your heart?
你是不是真的尽心尽性尽力去爱神呢？
Is all your soul and your might focused towards serving and loving the Lord?
你的心你的意义是不是去专注要服侍神呢？
That's what God calls us to do.
神就要我们这样去做。
Not just the fathers, but to each and every one of us as well.
不是只是父亲，是我们的每一位。
This leads us to our final point, and how should we walk?
就讲到我们最后一点，我们应该怎样去行呢？
What will this love for God cause us to do?
这个我们对神的爱要我们去做什么呢？
How is it expressed in our lives?
怎样在我们的生活里面表达出来呢？
And it gives us these examples in the verses 6 through 9.
在第六至第九节那里就告诉我们。
For the words that I command you today shall be on your hearts. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as signs on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts,of your house and on your gates.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Right, they shall be on your hearts.
是应该在你的心里面。
Now this is giving us the idea that we have to lay up God's word in our hearts.
就是要将神的话记在我们的心上。
Right, what does that mean? It's very simple. We must meditate on God's word.
那什么意思呢?很简单,就是我们要默想神的话语。
Right, if we love God, we must meditate on His word.
我们爱神,我们就要默想祂的话语。
There has to be a conscious effort to know God, to really know His character, to know His being.
是一个有意识的去努力去认识祂,认识神的特性。
And the way we know Him is through His word. He reveals Himself through His word.
我们怎么去认识神呢?就是藉着祂的话语,祂就在祂的话语里面去启示我们。
So we're called to meditate on God's word day and night.
当我们要日夜的思想神的话语的时候。
All right, and that, you know, Psalms 119 reminds us why.
诗篇119篇就告诉我们为什么。
With my whole heart I seek after you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your words in my heart that I might not sin against you.Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Or we must meditate on God's word.
我们就是要去思想神的话语。
Because God's word is what should shape and inform our thoughts and our actions.
因为就是要藉着神的话语去塑造。我们的思想和我们的引导我们的行动。
All right, get that? God's word must shape our thoughts.
所以神的话语是要塑造我们的思想。
God's word must teach us how to think.
要教我们神的话教我们怎么去想。
And then God's word must inform our actions.
神的话语也都要去引导我们的行动。
Teach us how to walk. How do we respond to life?
我们怎么去面对生活。
And why it says it here, why do we do that?
为什么呢?为什么我们要这样做呢?
So that we don't wander away from God.
以致我们不会离开神。
So that we don't sin against God.
我们不会犯罪,得罪神。
You know, that's what we've been talking about in Ephesians.
我们以弗所书都是一直讲到。
We must walk worthy.
我们要与行事为人。
We must walk in holiness and righteousness.
要在圣洁里面和公义里面行。
You know, that's actually how the Holy Spirit works. He uses God's word.
圣灵就是用神的话语这样去工作。
And He uses that word to make us holy.
用神的话语让我们成圣。
God uses His word to accomplish the work of sanctification in us.
神就用祂的话语成就在我们里面的成圣。
And we must realize that.
我们要认识这一点。
That's why we must meditate on God's word.
所以我们要默想神的话语。
The Spirit works through Scripture.
圣灵是藉着圣经去工作。
And He uses Scripture to illuminate, to convict, and to guide us.
是用圣经去照亮我们，去感化我们，去引导我们。
The Holy Spirit uses the God's word.
神圣灵就是用神的话语
to really turn us away from sin.
让我们去转离罪
He uses God's word
用神的话语
to help us walk righteous and holy.
帮助我们是过圣洁公义的生活
Now that's really what a transformed life is all about.
这个就是改变了的生活应该是这样
Right? It's very simple. It's applying God's word and scripture in our everyday lives.
很简单的就是用神的话语应用在我们每一天的生活里面。
You know, that's what we talk about. That's what a deeper and richer relationship to God is all about.
所以我们讲到我们更深的、更丰富的和神的关系就是这个意思。
That you walk more holy and righteous before Him.
就是你在神的面前行公义、过圣洁的生活。
And for the Israelites,
对于以色列人来讲
the teaching of God's word and specifically teaching their children to love God actually was a major priority.
去教导神的话语，特别是教导他们的儿女，神的话语呢，对他们来讲是一个主要的优先的事。
Their religion, their faith in God,
他们的宗教，他们对神的信心
wasn't something that they just lived out one day a week.
不是只是一个星期一日。
It wasn't just a Sabbath day.
不是只是在安息日那日。
But it was really their lifestyle.
而是他们的生活方式。
Their faith was their identity.
他们的信心就是他们的身份。
Being children of God defined who they were.
作为神的儿女就是定义了他们是哪一个。
They are the people of God. They are God's child.
他们就是神的儿女，是神的子民。
And that must be the same attitude and perspective that we live each day.
我们也都是应该是这样的态度来去过我们每一天。
You know, our faith can't be, it must not be just a Sunday worship thing.
我们的信心不可能只是星期日的敬拜的信心。
Our faith in God and understand our relationship to God.
我们的信心是应该明白，让我们明白和神的关系。
God must be the foundation of our identity of who we are.
神应该是我们的身份的基础。
We have to realize that God has something to say about every aspect of your life.
我们要知道神在我们生活里面的每一个层面都是有话讲的。
Every decision that you make, God has a voice too.
我们所做的每一个决定神都有指示的。
We must pray and ask God for direction.
我们要祈求，求神带领我们。
But most of us a lot of times pray. We decided what we want to do and we always ask God to bless our ways.
但很多时候我们就是我们决定了做什么，然后求神去祝福我们。
That's actually backwards.
这个其实是反转了。
We must begin to pray and ask God what He wants us to do.
我们是应该去先求神要我们去做什么。
Then as we meditate on His word and grow in His word,
当我们默想祂的话语，在祂的话语里面成长的时候，
God works through the Spirit to teach us direction that God wants us to walk.
神就藉着圣灵去带领我们应该怎样行。
That's how God works.
神就是这样工作。
Parents, fathers,
父母父亲,
the faith of your children must be utmost priority in your life.
你儿女的信心应该是你的最重要的优先。
It's their faith.
就是他们的信心。
It's not what they want to be a career. It's not their career. It's not their job. It's not their education, school.
不是他们的学校，他们的教育，他们的工作。
It's their education of knowing who God is.
而是要教导他们认识神是哪一位。
That must be the ultimate foundation of your education to your children.
这个应该是你教导儿女的基础。
Right, that's what it says here, that we must make every effort to diligently teach our children to know God and to love God.
这里就是讲到我们要用一切的努力去教导我们的儿女去爱神。
We must make God and His Word a natural topic.
我们要将神和祂的话语成为我们讨论的自然的话题。
You know, and you see a lot of times parents struggle with talking about kids about spiritual things.
我们很多时候都觉得父母和儿女讲属灵的事情是有点挣扎。
You know, once they start talking about spiritual things, it becomes very awkward.
当你讲属灵的事情好像很尴尬。
But that's not the way that it should be.
但不应该是这样。
We must begin to talk about spiritual things so much that it becomes something that it becomes a natural conversation.
我们应该时常都去谈论这个属灵的事，让这个成为一个很自然的话题。
That's what he's saying here, that anytime, anywhere during the day, when we talk to our children, we are filling their minds and their hearts.With God's word,
这就是这样
讲。
我们每一日，每一无论在哪里，我们都是要用神的话语去充满我们儿女的心思。
Talking with our children about God and how we are God's children should be natural.
我们作为神的儿女，我们同我们的儿女讲神是应该很自然的事。
That something happens just to walk along the street and you can talk about how God created all these things.
我们很容易就好像我们在街上行，我们就可以告诉你神创造这一切。
When you lie down and look at the sky, you look at the stars and you marvel at God's creation.
当你躺下，你望天上的时候，你睇到神所创造嘅天上嘅。
And it points them to God.
让佢哋去带佢哋去到神
面前。To see His awesome mass and mighty and might.
让佢哋睇到神嘅奇妙嘅创造。
And yet connected to how much He loves you and I.
然后告诉他们神是多么的爱我和你。
Out of this marvelous creation, God chose to save you and to love you.
在这个这么奇妙的创造里面，神就是拣选要去爱你。
And help them to see that every action that they do, everything that they think,
让他们知道他们所做的每一样东西，他们所思想的
must be done in the presence of God.
都是在神的面前做的。
That reminding them that every reaction you have to people,
亦都提醒佢哋，你对人嘅每一个嘅回应。
God is in the midst of you.
神都喺度嗰度。
Talk to them about God and about what walking sinlessly is.
要同佢哋讲神要求嘅无罪嘅生活系点样。
You know, that's what it says when you lie down, when we rise.
呢度就系讲到你躺下起来。
So we have to read God's word frequently.
我哋要时常嘅读神嘅话语。
Now that's emphasized in verses 8 through 9.
第九节嗰度就系咁讲。
You know, and we must be familiar with God's word.
我哋要熟悉神嘅话语。
That we must have it ready upon all occasions.
我哋喺每一个情况之下，我哋都会知道。
Why?
点解咧？
To restrain ourselves from sin, to direct us to what we are to do.
就系防止我哋去犯罪，要指引我哋应该点样去做。
You know, what does it mean to bind them on your hands?
系在手上为记号系咩意思咧？
What does it mean to have frontlets?
戴在额上系咩意思咧？
Between the eyes.
额上。
You know, it's hard, right? When you wear glasses, do you notice the middle, the frontlets, that the frame of the glasses when you walk?
好似你戴眼镜咁样，你时时都会睇到个眼镜框系咪？或者中间嗰度
？I do because I don't wear my glasses all the time.
我就系会啦，因为我唔系成日戴眼镜。
So when I do put on my glasses, I notice these frames are always blocking my vision.
咁当我戴眼镜嘅时候，我就觉得啲眼镜框系阻住我。
You know, the same way.God's word needs to be there all the time, right in front of our face.
就系咁样，神嘅话语应该时常都系喺我哋嘅面前。
That when we look out into the world,
喺我哋嘅眼前，当我哋望世界嘅时候
，we should see God's word first.
我哋首先睇到神嘅话语。
Now that's what means the frontlets of between our eyes.
所以个戴在额上就系咁嘅意思。
You know, that's why priests wear beads.
所以我哋祭司系戴住一啲嘅。
It's to remind them of God's word.
就系要提醒。他们神的话语。
And we, you know, that's why we write them on our doorposts, write them on our gates.
所以我们写在门框上，写在城门上。
So no matter where we are, God's word dwells within us.
无论我们在哪里，神的话语都在我们里面。
Fathers,
父亲,
you know, we have to pray that God's word becomes that lamp unto our feet.
我们要祈求神的话语成为我们脚前的灯。
That light that shines into our paths, Psalms 110.
在我们成为我们路上的光。
And we are to shine that light to the paths of our children.
我们都将这个光照亮我们儿女的路。
Teach them diligently to love God with all their heart, soul, and strength.
殷勤的教训他们要尽心尽性尽力去爱神。
We have to be that example of that shining light.
我们要做一个榜样。
Christ is your example.
基督就是你的榜样。
And we're called to shine like Christ.
我们也都被呼召要去发光，好像基督一样。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
For your grace is always sufficient for us.
因为你的恩典是足够的。
Father, we do thank you for you are the perfect Father.
我们感谢你，因为你是完美的父亲。
Father, that never grows tired of loving us.
永远都不会疲倦去爱我们。
And no matter how rebellious we are,
无论我们几咁的反叛,
you always come with forgiveness and grace.
你都是藉着恩典去赦免我们。
Because you've given us your Son to die for us.
因为你已经将你的儿子为我们死。
And it's His blood that covers over us.
祂的宝血遮盖我们。
And His grace will always be sufficient for us.
祂的恩典永远都是足够的。
Father, help us to really know and appreciate what you've done for us.
求天父帮助我们去明白理解你所为我们所做的。
So that we can learn to love you with full devotion.
以致我们都可以尽力地去明去爱你。
With all our heart, soul, and strength.
尽心尽性尽意尽力。
Father, help us to really, Lord, have you live in the throne of our heart.
求天父帮助我们让主耶稣是在我们的心里面的宝座上。
Lord, make us very conscious of that fact.
求主帮助我们时常的意识到这一点。
Lord, give us that insight to see our own souls.
让我们能够看到我们内心的我们灵魂。
Give us the strength of your spirit to dethrone the things that we have put there before you.
俾我哋睇到我哋摆咗啲乜嘢喺你之前喺你嘅宝座上。
Father, we pray that you will forgive us.
求天父赦免我们。
Remove those idols.
除去那些偶像。
We pray that you will sit in our hearts.
祈求你坐在我们的心里。
Help us, O Lord, to shine for you.
帮助我们为你发光。
To live our lives walking in righteousness and truth.
帮助我们过一个公义的圣洁的生活。
For we know that you desire to be the Lord of our hearts.
因为你愿意做我们心中的主。
We pray and thank you.
我们感谢你。
In your grace and name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let us all rise and turn to hymn number 387.